Welcome, everybody, to this episode of the Ninth Grade Experience podcast. I'm your host, Chris Dutchko. The goal of the Ninth Grade Experience is to give you the story of ninth grade students here at Emmaus High School and beyond through the people who live it daily, the students and the staff. We attempt to touch on real issues and stories that ninth grade students face in order to prepare them to know that ninth grade counts. And today we have a shorter episode, but a really interesting one. This week was our 8th to 9th grade guidance night here at Emmaus High School. So the 9th grade experience was there. We did some interviews with upcoming students and some service providers and other people here at the fair that let people know exactly what they're going to be in store for here when they come up to Emmaus High School. So you're going to hear from some students and some other things that they are going to be able to do here at ninth grade when they get to Emmaus High School. But we have a couple of announcements first here before we get into the episode. So first, make sure that you are following up on the Phantoms Night. That's in February through the class of 2025. Also, don't forget, if you purchased a class of 2025 t-shirt, you can wear it on certain days to get certain things. We just got word of our mental health symposium, which is going to be in February. So we're going to have a couple episodes related to student mental health during the month and talk to some of the people that are going to be there. And then lastly, we are beginning to ramp up the publicity for Shave for the Brave, which is one of the coolest events here at Emmaus High School. They do it every 2 years. They raise money for the Pediatric Cancer Foundation that goes to the St. Baldrick's Foundation to help fight childhood cancer. I will be shaving my head. It'll be my 7th time doing it. I've done it every year since. Dr. Kiris also recently pledged that she's going to shave her head. So lots of great people are going to do some great things to raise money for charity. So we will also be talking about that more on upcoming episodes of the podcast. If you want to go back and listen to any of the other episodes of the podcast, catch up on all the prior things, or if you're an 8th grader coming up to 9th grade and you want to learn more about what Emmaus High School is like, go to ninthgradeexperience.com. All of our episodes are there. You can go to our YouTube page. If you just go to YouTube and search 9th Grade Experience, you'll find all of them there. Or if you're listening to the audio, you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts. You can go to Amazon. It's on Amazon now, which is crazy. But there you can go anywhere where you can listen to podcasts. But again, ninthgradeexperience.com is the best spot where you can start and find all those different things. You can even leave us a voicemail if you want, which hopefully we'll get on the podcast. And you can do that by clicking on the microphone in the bottom right-hand corner of that screen. So ninthgradeexperience.com. So hopefully you enjoy today's episode. Looking at our future class of 2026 students here at Emmaus High School. Thanks for joining us today. And here is the class of 2026. And first off, you're going to hear from Mrs. Demchek, one of the ninth grade school counselors.
Hi, my name is Colleen Demchek. I am the ninth grade school counselor for students with last names A through K. And I'm here at our 8th to 9th guidance information night. This is one of our first events that we have planned to help our ninth graders to become acquainted with Emmaus High School. This is also a big event for parents because we're talking about some of the differences between middle school and high school, putting the emphasis on the academics and the need to earn credits in order to graduate. We're also talking about the importance of balance between academics and activities. And then we are providing students and families with an opportunity to get a glimpse of our building, talk with our staff and some of our students, and begin to feel like they are a part of Emmaus High School.
I'm Colin Garrett. I'm from Iron Middle School, and I'm excited to travel for the basketball team next year.
My name is Colin Donemaker. I go to LMS, and something I'm excited for next year is the freshman football team.
Hi, my name is Dan Menza. I'm from Iron Middle School. I'm most excited for the different electives and different places to go. I'm excited for LCTI.
Hi there. My name is Mrs. Staphung with LCTI, Lehigh Career and Technical Institute, and we offer programs for 9th through 12th grade as part of your high school day. So freshmen, you can come and visit LCTI. You can do your academics at Emmaus High School and then come to us for all kinds of neat programs like electronic technology, where you're working with circuits and electricity, cosmetology, our full service beauty salon. We offer culinary arts, commercial baking, marketing, all things to do with computers, building trades, and you get high school credit for that and a grade. There's no charge for LCTI programs and no charge for the transportation to and from. And this is Dominic, and he comes to our academic center, which is a full day option, or you could do a half day. So here's Dominic.
Yep. As she said, my name's Dominic Sorrentini. I'm currently a senior in both the academic center and I go to Emmaus High School. Cool thing about the academic center is the class sizes are way smaller. My biggest class this year is 8 kids. So you get a lot more one-on-one time with the teachers, which is big, especially because I put a pretty heavy course load on this year with college English, advanced government, and calculus. So being able to talk with the teachers and get help with them a lot more through that is really useful. Additionally, we do have dual enrollment English in the academic center without having to go over to LTRI-C. So Mr. Troxel, our one English teacher, does teach English 105 and 106 over there, and it's free. And free college classes are always awesome.
I'm Cole Stechko, and I go to LMS Middle School right now. And one thing I'm excited about for high school is the opportunities and all the new people I'll meet.
I'm Ava Fernandez. I'm from LMS. I'm excited about the new teachers.
Hi, I'm Brianna Gitsky. I'm from LMS Middle School, and I'm excited about the better lunch and the boys.
Hi, I'm Lori Miller. I'm the Health, Wellness, Fitness Department Chair here at Emmaus High School. Just want to let you freshmen know what's in store for you next year. So in ninth grade, you are going to take one class, including wellness and fitness, and one class of ninth grade health. Each class lasts one quarter, and it is a quarter credit. The health class will count towards your GPA, but the wellness fitness will not. What's awesome is we have lots of great electives though coming up when you might be a junior or senior. You can take advanced health and get certified in first aid CPR and the AD, and we have a brand new lifeguarding course next year. So again, when you're a junior or senior, you can take that course. Good luck to you.
My name is Aiden Salee. I go to LMS, and I'm looking forward to swimming.
Okay, my name is Joseph Brisgon, and I'm most excited for me and new friends.
My name is Cole George, and I go to LMS, and I'll probably agree with him, meeting new people and new friends.
I'm Gavin. I go to LMS. The thing I'm excited about going to Emmaus High School is like the freedom of choice I'm going to have with like electives and stuff, and like, you know, technology education and learning about more things that I want to learn about.
Hi, my name is Mrs. Williams. I'm the Communities and Schools Site Coordinator here at Emmaus High School, and I provide individual supports to students and also small group supports that focus on skill building like stress management skills, grief and loss, executive functioning skills, or social skills. Just here to help ninth graders transition to high school in a positive way and just be a support to them.
My name is Ejana Clemens. I'm from IRE, and I'm excited to meet new friends from LMS and have more courses and classes.
Hi, I'm Mitchell. I came from IRE Middle School, and I'm excited to see all my friends that went to my old elementary school, so that'll be pretty fun.
Hi, I'm Peter Sherman. I'm from LMS, and I'm excited to go to Emmaus High School because I get to go with my friends from IRE, and I get to go in a bigger building with, like, I'm going to have more room, I feel like, and I'm going to be able to have more friends and make new friends, and that's why I'm excited to go to Emmaus High School.
Hi, I'm Wendy from the Center for Humanistic Change, and this is...
Hi, I'm Jessica.
At the school, we're an outside vendor, and we support the school for any services that are needed. At open houses, we hand out brochures on different topics. I'm also the SAP liaison for the school, so I help the SAP team identify kids who need help and then find services to help the kids along. We also, the Center for Humanistic Change also does small groups and large groups, so you might see me in a classroom or in a group setting talking about stress management or drug trends or anything that the school might need. We also do vaping programs. So that's what we help in any way we can.
I'm Ryan Petrus. I'm from LMMS. And I'm just excited to get out of middle school.